Hello and welcome to The Moment That Made Me, this time.
I'd done a lot of time in Afghanistan. I'd been really lucky with the three tours I'd done. And once you've done it a couple of times, you know, every other time afterwards, it just becomes kind of almost routine.
An officer who was bored and frustrated 7 years into his army career finds his place in the parachute regiment.
When you put that Marine beret on for the first time, you do feel instantly a foot taller. I just got given a succession of just incredible jobs, you know, skydiving out of Black Hawk helicopters over the Middle East, driving around sand dunes and thrashing ourselves in vehicles.
The moment that made Major Andrew Fox was passing P Company in 2012.
I was someone looking for a career in the army at this point. I'd done everything that I wanted to do on operations. But I didn't feel I had a regimental home particularly. I didn't enjoy my time served in my first regiment. I'd been away on two tours of Afghanistan with other regiments and other units, and I'd fit in and felt a lot happier serving with them than I did in the regiment I commissioned into. So I was really out of options at this point. I'd served on Herrick 8 with 16 Air Assault Brigade, and I was pretty sure that airborne forces was something I wanted to be part of.
So what was the moment that made you?
So it was passing P Company. It was kind of my last chance saloon. I'd, you know, as I said, I tried air corps selection and failed on the eyesight. I'd tried special forces selection and broke my ankle. So I wasn't having a great deal of luck. And I tried sort of back in 2011 P Company, but I couldn't get through the screening because my ankle was still screwed. So this was really my one shot. So to finally get around P Company, was a huge moment of achievement. It shows you what you're made of physically. It shows you what you're made of mentally. And as an experience, it was just a great period of teamwork and a bunch of really motivated people working really hard towards the same goal, which was a great taster of life in airborne forces, because that's what it's like when you join a unit there.
Can you tell me what was involved in that moment then in passing P Company? Tell me what you had to do. And you said that previously you tried and it had not worked out. What was it like?
So screening day is the first day where you have to do an 8 miler tab and a mile and a half run back to back, and then do the Trainasium assault course. And so first time I hadn't been able to get around that because my ankle was not playing the game. So coming, you know, relatively high on my screening day, went for real, was a really big morale boost. I felt confident that I could do it. And then you've really got 2.5 weeks of beat up, which is getting thrashed up and down the hills in Catterick twice a day, every day. It was culminating in test week, which is a series of traditional test events, which you know every airborne soldier has to do, including its log runs, stretcher runs, a 10-miler, a 20-miler, and so on and so forth. And at the end of it, you have a beret parade where you line up in your ranks, and by number they tell you if you've passed or failed. And I was number one. So it was number one pass, and I got awarded my Marine beret, and it really felt like the start of a journey. And it led to a fantastic kind of 10 years in airborne forces.
And what was it about the paras that made you think it might be your place in the army?
First of all, just the incredible professionalism of the soldiers. That they were the next level to anyone I'd ever served with before in terms of what they could achieve, both physically and in terms of just endurance and mentality. Also, as an officer, I really enjoyed the interaction with the soldiers. They were so confident. You know, they would always push you on your ideas and push you on your orders that you gave. And it made you a better officer in turn, because you knew that the stuff that you were doing was getting put under the highest possible scrutiny. And then there's the role of the paras, where it's so diverse in terms of what you might be asked to do. You know, it could be one day you'd be out in Kenya training to do a non-combatant evacuation operation. The next day, you could be jumping into France alongside the French as part of the Combined Joint Expeditionary Force. So it was just that incredible diversity of task and just the brilliance of parachute regiment soldiers who were just a joy to work with and command.
And clearly you wanted to challenge yourself. How tough was P Company?
I mean, it's a brutal course, and it's a 60% or lower pass rate for a very good reason. And mine was particularly unpleasant because I went down with a stomach bug in week two, and it was only the snow that really saved me. So we had an afternoon on the assault course cancelled. So I went to bed and just shook like a leaf for 12 hours. Well, and here's where the teamwork comes into it. Everyone went out and bought me drugs from Tesco. They brought me food and water to my bed to help me try and get through it. And then the next day we had a really long navigation exercise where I could just get my Bergen on my back and just grizz it out. It was just a really good example of the teamwork and the ethos that goes into that course.
So I'm right in thinking that you did your three tours of Afghanistan before this?
Yeah, so I did one with the Mercians, one with the Royal Welsh attached to 16-hour assault brigade, and then one with the US Army Special Forces.
But those experiences in themselves, why did they not be the experiences that you chose as formative ones? Because when you talk about your time on your third tour, it sounded highly kinetic and very adrenaline-packed.
It was, but I simply felt that I was doing my job on those tours. I didn't feel particularly pushed outside my comfort zone in some ways. And yes, of course, going into combat comes with its own challenges. But you know, in the British Army, you're often nominally well trained and prepared for these things. And once you've done it a couple of times, you know, every other time afterwards, it just becomes kind of almost routine. So I didn't feel particularly pushed out of my comfort zone. Whereas I think with P Company, that was the first time I was really challenged above and beyond what I thought I was capable of achieving.
So when you got the beret, when you passed, can you tell me how that changed your life and your career?
Yeah, so you know, there's the feeling of elation that comes from having achieved something really worthwhile. And when you put that Marine beret on for the first time, you do feel instantly a foot taller. The way my career then took a direction, I just got given a succession of just incredible jobs that kept me, you know, engaged, kept me challenged, kept me motivated, and were incredibly rewarding. And I don't think without P Company, any of those things would have happened. You know, I got to serve at the SFSG in St. Athan. I got to do trips abroad and had experiences, you know, skydiving out of Black Hawk helicopters over the Middle East, driving around sand dunes and thrashing ourselves in vehicles. You know, it was just incredible. And then, you know, I had Lance Corporal Josh Leakey in my company. So I had the honor of taking him through his Victoria Cross award process. And that was a real honor as well. And then going over to 3-Power and the stuff we did there, the tours of Bosnia, trips abroad to Spain, United States, it just opened the doorway to me to have just the most amazing final 10 years of my career.
SFSG?
Special Forces Support Group.
When you look back now on that, at that time, the moment that made you, how do you think it changed you as a person?
I think it gave me more confidence. I think it showed me that I had levels that I'd not reached yet. I think it was a brilliant induction into the ethos of airborne forces. You know, the original motto for airborne forces generally was ad unum omnes, all for one cause. And, you know, the experience you go through on P Company really symbolizes that motto and demonstrates to you that the sort of the brotherhood.
You've been very open about the post-traumatic stress disorder that you have actually suffered as a result of your service. Is there anything about the P Company experience that has helped you manage that?
I mean, potentially there's a mental resilience that comes with getting through that experience of PTSD. You know, having the ability to just keep going when it's really, really challenging. I think that certainly helped me at the worst times of when I was suffering, is, you know, because it's quite easy to give up. But, you know, there's a trip switch they put in your head that just won't let you. So I think potentially that resilience sort of helped out. And also my regiment were fantastic. They were absolutely a family when it came to this. And I was really well looked after by the Parachute Regiment and by the Airborne Forces Charity in terms of support. So, you know, it gave me that sort of family wraparound as well as the mental resilience to keep going.
You seem to be someone who's often challenged themselves in many areas, and you've got degrees in law, politics, modern war studies, psychology. How did they compare to the kind of things you learned in P Company?
I think it comes with a high level of drive. I think that's what P Company needs. You can't pass P Company if you don't have that drive inside you. So when there's that little voice in your head that says stop, you turn around to it and you say, no, I'm not, I'm keeping going. And I think, you know, I've got plenty of friends and former soldiers who've gone on to great things after the army, because they have that drive and that motivation. And I think for me, that's manifested itself in going out to academia and getting degrees and then using those degrees to have another career. So, you know, it's about that, that motivation that comes from a place that maybe you don't know before you've done P Company.
And if I could ask you to cast your mind back to standing on that parade ground and being told you had been passed, what did it feel like? Were you aware it was a new beginning for you?
It was just almost like an adrenaline dump. You know, you're so nervous before the beret parade. You know, you don't know if you're passed or not. And you get that number one pass in my case, and all of a sudden, you know, you feel a foot taller, you feel a foot wider, and you feel that you've really achieved something. And it's just a very special moment that I don't think any airborne soldier ever forgets.
And is there anything that you can pass on to us that we can learn from the moment that made you?
I think it's just the power of mentally keeping going. I think people are a lot stronger sometimes than they actually realize. And, you know, you could be like me and lucky that you have a very set course to follow on P Company that shows you what you're capable of. But I think that the lesson for anyone listening is that you're capable of a lot more than you realize. And sometimes it's only when you're really tested that you make that discovery. But we've all got it in us.
Andrew Fox, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much.